Psalm 26, the courage to live in God's courtroom. Psalm 26 is not the prayer of a man who thinks he is flawless. It is the prayer of a man who is willing to be seen. David begins with a shocking request. Vindicate me, Lord. New International Version. In Hebrew, the verb is shafat, judge me. Not approve me, not understand my side, but bring me into court. Most of us ask God to be our defense attorney. David asks him to be the judge. That is either arrogance or a deeper kind of faith. The confidence that God's courtroom is the only place where lies finally die. Notice the paired verbs in verse 2, bachan and nissa, examine and test, like metal put to fire. David is not claiming sinlessness. He is asking for a refining. He is saying, in effect, if there is hypocrisy in me, burn it out rather than let it quietly rule my life. Cross-reference, Psalm 139:23-24. Washing hands, more than private purity. I wash my hands in innocence, V6. Western readers often hear mere metaphor, but David is drawing on Israel's public, embodied worship. Priests washed at the bronze basin before approaching the altar. See Exodus 30:17-21. There was also a civic ritual in Deuteronomy 21:6-8, where elders washed hands to declare freedom from blood guilt. Hand washing was a statement made before witnesses. I will not carry secret violence into God's presence. Then the Gospels give a grim echo. Pilate washes his hands to avoid responsibility, Matthew 27:24. David's washing is the opposite. Pilate uses water to hide. David uses water to be exposed. And yet David ends, redeem me and be gracious to me. Verse 11. Integrity is real, but it is not salvation. Psalm 26 is what a clean conscience sounds like, and what a humble conscience still needs, redemption. The company that forms your soul. I do not sit with the deceitful. V4. In the Psalms, sitting is belonging. Psalm 1:1. David understands a truth many mature believers learn late. You can love God sincerely and still be slowly discipled by the wrong table. Fellowship is never neutral. It trains your instincts, what you laugh at, excuse, or begin to call normal. Level ground, at last. My feet stand on level ground. VA. 12. Not on moral high ground. On level ground. That is grace's geography. No posturing, no hidden rooms, no slippery double life. If Psalm 25 taught us that humility receives guidance, Psalm 26 adds this. Guidance without integrity becomes just a religious way to get what you want. Suggested cross-references, Psalm 15, Psalm 24, 3, Psalm 4, Hebrews 10:22, 1 Corinthians 11:28, 1 John 3:21. A fitting hymn, before the throne of God above, the courtroom becomes confidence in Christ. Prayer. Lord, bring me into your light without fear. Test what I prefer to keep untested. Cleanse my hands and also my motives. Deliver me from the slow compromise of wrong company and plant my feet on level ground, where I can worship with a whole heart. Redeem me and be gracious to me through Jesus Christ. Amen.